Hi everyone, my name is Parker Butler and this is Politics with Parker, Season 2, Episode 13. This weekly series is about my thoughts on the latest political news and how to get people, especially young people, engaged in politics and energized about the issues that we as a generation are going to inherit. I'm always open to any and all suggestions which you can send via Liberty Wingspan staff at gmail.com. So let's get started. This week I'm going to focus on an issue that has seen a great deal of interest and for some has been anticipated for decades now. President John F. Kennedy was assassinated on November 22, 1963, which will be 54 years ago next week. President Trump ordered the release of documents related to the assassination. The first batch came in July, then one in October, and so far two in November. But there are more that have yet to come. Some of them were delayed at the request of the FBI and CIA, which will require 6 months of review and redactions. Despite their incompletion, the documents are considered a treasure trove for historians, investigators, and of course the notorious conspiracy theorists who are still in search of the answer to what really happened in Dallas on that day when Lee Harvey Oswald shot and killed the president. The conspiracy theories range, of course, from stories relating to the mafia, Cuban and Russian spies, and of course the ever-popular idea that then Vice President Lyndon B. Johnson helped orchestrate the killing. As the New York Times explains, within the first batch were fuzzy images of CIA surveillance photos from the early 1960s, a log from December 1963 of visitors, including a CIA officer to Johnson's ranch in Texas, and reports that Lee Harvey Oswald obtained ammunition from a right-wing militia group. One interesting memo is from the FBI director at the time, J. Edgar Hoover, who said, quote, "There is nothing further on the Oswald case except that he is dead." The memo then went on to list the events of the shooting. It's worth noting that as interesting as all these tidbits may be, the truth of what really happened, however unfortunate it may never be answered. Or maybe it already was answered, as the Warren Commission found Oswald had acted alone. If Oswald acted on behalf of a larger power, there's no doubt, at least in my opinion, that we would already know that by now. You know, for history buffs, there is an obvious satisfaction in helping to complete the convoluted puzzle that has been formed. Many of the released documents, of which there are almost 20,000 by now, are either filled with black boxes marking redactions, or just things of very little importance or interest. And because of that, they're not something that the general public will find particularly noteworthy. But as for the conspiracy theories, at the end of the day, if you reject the Warren Commission's findings, then you're simply trying to solve a puzzle using redacted information given to you by the government that you supposedly don't trust. It's really just like trying to solve a puzzle that can't in any way be solved. But I don't want to sound too terribly negative. Of course, the topic of John F. Kennedy's shooting is incredibly interesting, and I'm glad that despite the flaws and the late timing, that we have an opportunity to delve deeper into the events leading up to something that, in many ways, changed history at such a revolutionary time in world history. That's all I've got for this week. My name is Parker Butler, and thank you for listening.